You're listening to Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. For more information, visit rightdirection.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today, Dr. Herbert Bailey continues with It's All About Jesus.
At the end of the day, y'all, it's not about us. So you have to wrestle with your flesh sometimes. But after you suffer a while, God's going to make you perfect. He's going to mature you. He's going to establish you. He'll strengthen you. Sometimes before you get it settled, that's about his will, your flesh got to suffer. You go through enough, you'll be running for the will of God. Where the will of God? Where the will of God? I need to find the will of God. I need the will. Please, somebody give me the will of God. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. When you've been out the will of God, you'll be running looking for the will. Is this the will? Is that the will? There's the will. The will, right? Oh, thank God I found the will. Oh, I'm going to stay in the will. I'm going to stay under the will. I want to be in the will. Come over here. I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to be in the will. Yeah. You ever go through enough out the will of God, you'll be looking for the will of God. Eventually, Jonah got it settled. It ain't about what I want. God calls Jonah, says, go down to Nineveh and preach to those people. Because if they don't return from their sins and all the treachery that they've done to my people, I'm going to wipe them out. Jonah said, wipe them out, God. That's what they need. Wipe them out. God said, no, I need to give them a chance to repent first, because God was willing for none to perish, but all to come to repentance. So go, Jonah, go and preach to him first. God, Lord, if I preach, those folk gonna repent. And if they repent, you ain't gonna kill them. God said, that's the point. But God, I want you to kill them. There's some people, God, I want you to kill. Get them, God! I know y'all ain't never thought like that. Because some of us, we would never kill somebody, but we don't have no problem if God does. You know how you can tell if you got something in your heart against somebody? You hear something ain't going right for them, and say, That's what I'm talking about, see? God don't like ugly. What you really mean is they deserve it. I'm glad that happened for them. And Jesus said, no, I need you to pray for your enemies. Pray for them that despitefully use you. Don't seek vengeance. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And so God's willing for none to perish. Jonah, go preach. Go down to Nineveh and preach. Jonah, the Bible said, pays the fare to go down to Tarshish. That'll preach all by itself. He paid the fare. Listen, going out the will of God is always going to cost you more than you were willing to pay. Going away from the commandment of God, going away from the will of God, going away from the word of God, it's always going to cost you more than you want to pay. Paid the fare to go down. And he ends up on this ship. And the waves are tossed and turning. The ship falling apart. And everybody in the ship, because they serve many gods, the captain said, everybody who know a God, call on your God. Maybe somebody, God, will help us. And Jonah said, the reason why this happened, y'all, what had happened was the Lord told me to go down to Nineveh and I shouldn't be on this ship. And so they threw Jonah overboard. Well, you got to go. You got to leave this ship now. Not at the dock, in the middle of the sea. Since you call on your God, it's your fault. Go on over the sea. And the Church of God in Christ came up with a song. Throw me overboard, I got a hiding place. Throw me overboard, I got a hiding place. In the Word of God, I got a hiding place. Whoa! I got a hiding place. I don't know how they came up with it. Throw me overboard. First of all, even Jonah didn't want to be thrown overboard. Why are you going to sing a song talking about throw me overboard? If you get thrown overboard, it's because he was out the will of God. Look, somebody say, I will not be thrown overboard. So eventually, Jonah getting out the will of God. He got it settled. That's better to be in the will of God. So he picks it up in Jonah's second chapter, starting in verse 1. It says, and Jonah prayed unto the Lord, his God, out of the fish's belly. And he said, I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord. And he heard me. Out of the belly of hell I cried. Anybody ever been in the belly of hell? Oh, come on. See, some of y'all ain't been through enough yet. If you ever been in a belly, oh, God, get me out of here. I didn't say nothing about your marriage. I said the belly of hell. Somebody said, that's the same thing. Same thing. Same thing. I cried out the belly of hell. And I cried and thou heardest my voice. Verse 3. For you had cast me into the deep, in the midst of the sea, and the floods compassed me about, and thy billows and thy waves passed over me. Then said I am cast out of your sight, yet I will look again towards the holy temple. Isn't it good to know if you get out the will of God, you can get back in? Come on, look at somebody around. Come on, curse somebody. Tell them, you can get back in. You can get back in. Come on, I know you messed up, but you can get back. I know you took a job you weren't supposed to take, but you can get back in. I know you went somewhere you weren't supposed to go. You stayed too long. You smoked this. You drank that. Slept with that one. All the good news, you can get back in. God is a God who lets you back in. That's what the grace of God does. The grace of God still gives you access, glory to God. Now, can I tell you, man ain't like that. I'm glad because, see, I will forgive you, but that don't mean you're ever coming back to my house again. You can steal from me, I'll forgive you, but I ain't letting you back in. But God still gives us access. He still gives, let us come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain grace in a time of need. God give you access again. Even after God, out the will of God, even after you mess up, come on back. Come on back to the table. I'll spread the table. I'll kill a fatty calf for you. Just like nothing happened if you would just make it about my will. He said, I said, I'm cast out of your sight, but I'm going to look again towards the holy temple. Verse 5. The waters compassed me about, even in my soul. The depth closed around me. The weeds were wrapped around my head. See, that don't mean smoke weed. I got to clarify that. Because, see, even Jonah had some weed. See, I know how y'all be thinking. That's why I got to clarify it when I be teaching these points. Because y'all be hearing what you want to hear. That's seaweed. Everybody say seaweed. Seaweed. That's not marijuana. He said, weeds wrapped around my head. I went down to the bottoms of the mountain. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet thou hast brought me up. Thou hast brought up my life from corruption. Thou hast brought up my eye. Oh my God, I was going down like the Titanic, but thou hast brought up my life from corruption. Anybody here, God brought up your life. You was in the belly of hell. You had seaweed all around you. You were in some nasty stuff that you don't even want to think about. You don't want anybody to bring up again. But God brought you up. Oh my God. He put your feet on the miry, out you out the miry clay, set your feet on a rock, and established your going. You ought to give God a praise for bringing you up. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, seeking to rise with one, but the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters he lifted me. Now safe am I. Say it with me. Love lifted me. Say it again. Love
lifted me.
Say it again. Love
lifted me.
When nothing else could help. I got out the will of God, but His love lifted me. His love. Oh, glory to God. I'm so glad. I heard that. I said, take that literally. Folks say, God's the God of a second chance. He's a second chance. And then I realized I messed up my second one. Then I said, well, I hope you got us a third chance. Then I messed up the third one. Then I hope you got him a fourth chance. Can I just let you know that because of grace, he's the God of another chance. Come on now. How many of y'all have eliminated all the ones you could count? And say, God, I just thank you. You're the God of another chance. I didn't get it right, I didn't cross my T's. I didn't dot my I's. But you're the God of another chance. Thank you, Lord, for giving me another chance to get it right. Glory to God. Somebody say he's the God of another chance. Blew that second one about 10 years ago. But he's the God of another chance. You have brought up my life from corruption. So then he dropped down verse 9. He said, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to sacrifice unto thee. God, can I tell you what Noah Jonah is saying? God, if you get me out of this, I know y'all ain't never prayed that. God, if you get me out of this one, I promise you, Lord, I ain't going to never miss another tithe. God, if you get me, I'm going to give the first fruit and the fifth fruit and the tenth fruit, all the fruits. And God, if you get me out of this one, I'm going to witness. I'm going to show enough be seen. I'm going to tell everybody what you did for me. Some of y'all, it's a big deal for y'all to see somebody running around the church. And you be saying, God, if you get me out, I'll even run around the church with those crazy people. If you get me out of this, I'll raise my hand in the service. And Lord, if you get me out of this, I'll shout a hallelujah to the top of my voice. Lord, if you get me out of this, I'll dance for you. Come on. See, you make all kind of promises sometimes when you're in the belly of hell. He said, I'm going to sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. Everybody say voice. Come on now. Know what he's saying here? I'm going to lift my voice and give God some praise. Come on, lift your voice right here and give God some praise. Thanksgiving has a voice. When you've been out the will of God and God lets you come back, you got to give God the voice of praise. Woo! I'm just about done, y'all. He says, what I'm going to do. I'll sacrifice unto thee with the voice of praise. I'm going to pay what I vowed. I said I'm going to give my tithe. I said I'm going to pay my pledge. God, if you get me out of this, I'm going to do it. Some of y'all haven't been here long to hear the story, but our Orangeburg campus, we started that in 2006. And Orangeburg, Lord been dealing with me about 5 years, starting another campus. I said, God, why we got to do this? You know, we're doing good. Got a few thousand people here right in Columbia. We started with nothing. God, we're doing good on radio and television. People can save every week, the altar call. Why we got to start again? Then they told me that I need to have heart surgery. Went to Dr. Daniel, and he saw this stuff in my EKG and echocardiogram. They said, I told him I might need surgery. And then so I said, well, let me go to a specialist. Went to a specialist up in Maryland. He said, yeah, you need heart surgery. Here I am, 45 years old. And I'm telling him I need open heart surgery. How could this happen to me? I'm in the will of God. And so they said, I need to have that. And so I was supposed to go back to my original High Baptist church I was telling you about Wednesday night. I had not preached there since I was a kid. They invited me back to do a 3-hour. I was so excited. I'm going in August. I'm going to do a 3-day meeting revival at this church. And I said, well, I'll have the, they told me this in May, April. I'll have the surgery after August. My wife said, you don't need to be waiting on this. Dr. Daniel said, I would have it done sooner rather than later. Everybody said, you need to have it. So I went on, and when I knew I was going under the knife to have heart surgery, when they mess with your ticker, I cried unto the Lord. I said, Lord, we got to start a church in Orangeburg. Remember that. Remember that. You told me to start a church. Come on now. It's something about going through something that you know I need God that make you want to be in the will of God. And I cried unto God. This is what Jonah did. He said, I'm going to pay my vow. Salvation to the Lord. And the Lord spake unto the fish and vomited
out Jonah upon dry land. Some of y'all are in a situation right now, but if you make up your mind and mean it to God, God, I'm going to do your will. I'm going to live the way you want me to live. I'm going to act the way you want me to act. I'm going to sell out, not to my will, but to your will. God will vomit you up out of that situation. Now, y'all know vomit is not a good thing, but can I tell you something? Everybody don't come into the body of Christ pretty. Some of y'all was in some bad, deep, doo-doo stuff. Some of y'all was in some stinking situation. It wasn't pretty when you got saved. Come on. Oh, y'all ain't hear me here. I'm talking to some people right now who God brought you out of some nasty stuff, out of a bad situation that you don't want to tell some of us. We were cute and we were dressed up and we had on the right clothes and we already looked saved and we just said, yes, I do to Jesus. And some of us, we were in some stuff and God vomited us up. We came out, go. We didn't have the right clothes on. We didn't look right. We didn't smell right. We didn't act right. We didn't know anything. But God vomited you up and got you out of your situation. And you don't care what nobody else says. I know where the Lord brought me from. And I'm going to live my life to please him. I'd rather be in the will of God. Somebody say it's about his will. Let me finish this here. Vomited Jonah up when he made up his mind. He's going to be in the will of God. Jonah 3, it says, and the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time. Woo! Somebody say, thank God for a second word. God said, now, let's try this again. What was the first word? Go down to Nineveh. He goes to Tarshish. Ends up in the belly of the fish. Some kind of way God kept him alive. Anybody been in a situation you know should have killed you? But some kind of way God kept you alive because he had a plan for you once you got out of that situation. You know some folks who was in the same situation did the same thing and they died in it. And God kept you alive in the midst of that thing and vomited you out so you can tell somebody, look where the Lord brought me from. So the Lord said, now, let's try this again, Jonah. Lord came to him second time. Verse 2 says, arise, go unto Nineveh, the great city, and preach unto the preaching that I told you. Verse 3, look at verse 3. So Jonah rose and went. No questions asked. It is settled. I'm in the will of God now. I'm going to do what you tell me to do, Lord. Your wish is my command. It's not about me. It's about you, because I found out that when I make it about me, I end up in a place that I should not be. Oh, my God. See, so Jonah got settled. Nineveh was exceeding great city. 3 days journey he had to walk, but he got to stepping. Look, somebody say, I'm going to get to stepping in the will of God. Let me finish this here. See, once something is settled, you don't bring it up again. James taught the church to not be so quick to make plans without seeking his will. James 4, 13 through 16. James says, I know y'all always making all these plans. He says, but you say tomorrow, I'm going to go to such and such city. I'm going to stay over there a year. I'm going to buy this. I'm going to sell this. But he says in verse 14, he said, but you don't know what tomorrow holds. For what is your life? It's a vapor. And appears a little time and then vanishes away. For what you ought to say, if it's the Lord's will, I'm going to live. If the Lord's will, I'm going to do this. If the Lord's will, I'm going to do that. He said, but now rejoice. But now you rejoice in your boasting. And also boasting, rejoicing is evil. He said, when you make plans without God, that's evil. When you talk about what you're going to do without ever seeking God, that's evil. My son Daniel, he was at the house last week. And he said to me, he was in Nashville for a basketball tournament. He had never been to Nashville. He started telling him some things about Nashville. I've never been to Nashville either. He sits in the elevator and he sees this young man, happened to be another African-American young man. He said to him, what you doing here? He said, I'm here for a basketball tournament. He said, play your basketball. This is the truth, y'all. He said, and get out. Just like the movie, get out. Get out. He said, I don't know why he said that. He didn't even know. He told us, he said, the next day, he heard from somebody said, That guy who was on the elevator with you, that was so-and-so's relative or cousin, he got shot and killed last night. I said, huh? I wasn't expecting the story to go that way. I thought he was. He said, the guy was just talking to me in the elevator, telling me to get out. He got shot and killed. Some of y'all was in a situation. You should have been the one to get the bullet. But God kept you. Oh, come on. I know you don't want to tell anybody about the situations you were in, glory to God. You don't want to tell somebody that somebody shot at you, but some kind of way the gun didn't go off. You don't want to tell anybody. You even thought about taking your own life, but what you tried to do didn't work, because God's got a plan for you. And he says, I'm going to bring my word to you a second time. And Noah and Jonah said, I'm going to get to stepping. And James said, don't make plans without first seeking the Lord. John teaches us how to get all our prayers answered. He says, I know you got this plan. I know you got that plan. But 1 John 5, 14 and 15 says this. This is the confidence that we have in him. That if we ask anything according to what? His will, he heareth. God will continue to hear you, grant your request, but make sure your requests are in his will. In other words, it can't be about you. I believe God can make anybody under the sound of my voice right now, both by radio, by television, by internet, and sitting here in this sanctuary, God can make you a millionaire. Okay. Well, the truth of the matter, it don't matter if I believe if you don't believe it. So let me try that again, and let me talk to the believers. I believe anybody under the sound of my voice, God can make you a millionaire. The issue is not can God do it. The issue is why. Why? Why should he make you and what you going to do with the money? Because all money is a magnifier. It makes you a bigger of whatever you already are. I heard a bishop say one time, he said, if you won't be faithful to your wife in town, why would God give you more money when you're going to fly women to Bermuda with you? Come on now. Are you understanding this? God said, you show that I can trust you with more by how faithful you are with what you have right now. The issue is not can God do it. The issue, will you use whatever I give you for my will? Will you use your talent for my will? Will you use your ability for my will? Will you draw people to you, or will you draw people to me? Yes, will you just get a bigger house, or will you help build a bigger church? Are y'all listening to me? The issue is not can God do it. This is if I do anything according to his will, he going to hear me. He going to supply. He going to come through for me, because it's not about me. It's about his will. And we know that if he hear us, whatever we ask, we know we have the petitions that we desire of him. I made up my mind. I'm going to be in the will of God. I see people all around trying to get away with this and trying to get away with that. And people using abuse. People are grace abusers today. Because God will forgive you. They think it's all right just to go ahead and do it anyway. Paul said, shall we sin just because grace abounds? He said, God forbid. Let me give you another translation. Heaven no. That's not how we do this thing. The grace of God is to be used for his glory, for his will. By his grace, I can be who he tells me to be. By his grace, I can be in the will of God. By his grace, I can say yes to the things I need to say yes to and no to the things I ought to say no to. I don't know about you, but I made up my mind. I'm going to be in the will of God. You can do what you want to do. You can go where you want to go. You can sleep with who you want to sleep with. You can spend your money any way you want to spend it, but I'm going to be in the will of God, because the safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. Glory to God. I've been in the belly of the fish, and now that I'm out, I'm going to stay in the will of God. Somebody say, I got to be in the will of God.
We all have plans, goals, and aspirations, but what if God wanted to do something different in our lives? In this powerful series, Dr. Herbert Bailey reminds us it's all about Jesus and his will, his purpose, and his glory. Order this message today on CD or DVD. You may also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rightdirection.info. Order It's All About Jesus.
If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations.
In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday, women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereport@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.